الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. If you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can basically divide it into two main categories. So there are the deeds of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those can be divided into two main categories. The first are the ibadat, and the second are the muamalat. Those ibadat means those acts which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did between him and his Lord. And the mu'amalat are those acts in which the Prophet ﷺ interacted with mankind. And if you want to divide up or if you want to look at the gist of the Prophet's interaction with mankind, you'll see that much of it was centered around the concept of khidmah, or serving. So the Prophet ﷺ was someone who regularly served the people around him. And that's fairly unique, because you would think that he's the Prophet, so people should be serving him. But actually, he would seek opportunities to serve other people. And in fact, if you can understand this from the Sunnah of the Prophet, then you'll be able to understand a very, very central means by which we gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is serving other people. And in this society, it's so strange, because in this society, we're taught that we should be served. So you go to a store and you think about how was the service. And when you pay for your oil change, they want to know how was the service. How can we serve you better? Anytime we interact in this society, in this consumer society, with these various outlets, they're always talking about how they can serve you better. How can we make your experience more pleasurable? But actually, if you look at the Sunnah of the Prophet on them, it's not about being served, it's about serving others. So on Friday I was speaking at Wasif's wedding, and I raised some of the ahadith which deal with the Prophet ﷺ and how he was in his house. And Aisha radiallahu anha says that the Prophet ﷺ, when he was at home, he was always busy. He was always up doing something. He was cleaning the house, washing the dishes, doing something in the house in order to serve his family. He would never be sitting and waiting to be served. That was the sunnah, that he would constantly be serving the people in his family. And then you look at how the Prophet ﷺ was when he was outside of his family. He would be visiting the sick. He would be looking for ways to donate to people, or to share his wealth with people, to the extent that we know from several ahadith that the Prophet ﷺ would take loans using his own property as collateral in order to make donations to other people. That's how much the Prophet ﷺ would serve. One thing is, okay, I've got $5 and $50 in a bank account, so let me empty my bank account and give you that $50 as a donation. Now people would say, wow, what a great man. He emptied out his entire bank account so that I could be fed. But it's another thing when you have nothing in your account and then you start mortgaging your assets and saying, okay, my house is collateral, let me borrow $500 so I could give it to this person. That's how the Prophet's generosity was. And if you look at even just there anything that would come in the house of the Prophet, it would be given away to the poor. That was the Prophet's concept of serving. He was constantly looking for ways in which he could serve people. So one is he served humanity. And the second is that the Prophet would serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it came time to decide between serving humanity and serving Allah, then it was clear cut that the service would be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take for example, the same Aisha radiallahu anha, who says that when the Prophet ﷺ was in the house, he would not stop serving the family, is the same Aisha radiallahu anha who says that when it was time for prayer, the Prophet ﷺ would not even recognize us as members of his family. Meaning when it was time for salah, the adhan was called, the Prophet ﷺ would not even recognize that this is my wife Aisha radiallahu anha. He would be so caught up in his service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are levels of service, and each degree has its place. Now, in this day and age, you find such a variation in people's thinking, which is so much away from the Sunnah. So, for example, some people, they don't want to serve at all. They don't want to serve anybody. They're waiting to be served. They want their wife to serve them. They want their parents to serve them, which is ridiculous. They wait for their parents to serve them. They want the members of their society to serve them. They want to be praised. They want to be raised. So there's that group of people that doesn't even understand the need to serve. And then there's a second group of people, they've taken serving to an extreme. They think they have to serve humanity, but they don't have to serve Allah. So they don't want to pray, but they want to donate all their wealth. They're ready to donate different amounts of wealth, but they won't show up for prayer. Or they'll say, well, I'm not going to pray because I'm busy getting a good job and using my job and serving people, so that's much more important. I don't need to come to the masjid to pray. So then they've taken service to the other extreme. They think that serving humanity is more important than prayer. And then there's a third group of people that don't serve humanity, and they just want to serve Allah. So they want to sit in the masjid the whole time, and they don't want to serve humanity. They think that that's part. That they think that they've achieved complete Islam by doing that. And that's not the case either. The Prophet ﷺ was the best of examples. If he left the masjid in order to serve people, then that's exactly what the best means of progress will be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best example of service is in the life example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you have to understand these limits. Because this is the way by which you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam serve and how did he serve? Well, the general principle is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at two times during the day. One is during the night. Always the night was devoted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that the Prophet ﷺ would tell people after the Isha prayer, you should not speak to anyone. You should not speak to anyone. And the debate among the ulama arises as to should you speak with your wife before you go to bed when they study this hadith. And then they come up with the answer that yes, the Prophet ﷺ did so, but not in excess. So once the night came, the Prophet ﷺ reserved it for two things, rest and ibadah. Meaning service, but service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And then when the day came, the day was devoted for the sake of serving humanity, except when the prayer times come. So when it's time for, obviously the day begins with the fajr, but when it's time for zuhr, when it's time for asr, when it's time for maghrib, those are the times in which the Prophet ﷺ would return back to his service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was as if humanity didn't exist. But all the times in between, the Prophet ﷺ would be serving humanity. Now you look at examples during the life of the Prophet ﷺ where people would extend their ibadah beyond the night. So for example, on one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ's wife was sitting and after the Fajr prayer, and she spent all her time right before the Zawal, right up to the time of Zawal, in ibadah. And the Prophet ﷺ, on the other hand, was out serving people, doing the things that he did, visiting the sick, etc. When he returned home, he asked his wife, "What have you been doing?" And she said, "I've been sitting here ever since the time of Fajr in this ibadah." And the Prophet ﷺ told her that I said a few lines three times, and those are more valuable than anything that you did this morning. Because the Prophet ﷺ said those lines in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then used the whole morning to serve people. So putting service in its right place is also very important. So there's three. One is you've got to get the general schedule of the Prophet ﷺ down. That's the first point, that the serving of Allah is at night and at the times of prayer, and that the serving of humanity comes at all times in between. And the second is, then you've got to understand where the levels of service fall. So it's not that we say you should only serve Allah and you shouldn't serve humanity. And it's not that we say you should only serve humanity and you shouldn't serve Allah. Everything has its proper time and its proper place. And then the third and most important point is, in this day and age, especially in this day and age, we should not seek to be served. Every one of us does this. We seek to be served. We want our parents to serve us. We want our brothers and sisters to serve us. We definitely want our wives to serve us. If they don't serve us, then we wonder, what's wrong with this marriage? What kind of wife did I find that she's not going to serve me? And then we start quoting 50 hadith. Look, the Prophet ﷺ said this about serving me and that about serving me. They completely missed the point. Any opportunity that you can get to serve another person, you should take it, and run with it, because that's your opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should shun away from opportunities where people will serve you. Because anytime you lower yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you. So it's very, very important that we understand when the Prophet would serve, who he would serve, and we put the proper emphasis on service and not being served. So these are the three important things that you should pick up from the sunnah of the Prophet's life and the concept of khidmah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلوات